the species, the accidents must be made. Did you have a question? Comment? Please? Well, in other words, Christ remains in the Eucharist only as long as the properties, not the substance, only as long as the properties of bread remain, the properties of bread, only as long as the qualities, the properties of wine remain, the properties of wine. And this is one reason why the church has never encouraged, even allowed, preserving the consecrated chalice. Why not? Because the wine, as we say, can spoil. As soon as what had been wine is consecrated, but the properties of wine remain. As long as those properties remain, Christ remains. The same with the host. As long as the properties, the qualities of bread remain, Christ remains present. And that is why, depending on especially two things, temperature and humidity. The warmer the climate and the more humid the air, you know what I'm saying? The more moisture there is in the air and the more the heat, the shorter is the length of time for what had been bred to continue containing the living body and blood of Christ. Because once what had been bred was consecrated, but the properties remain. As long as those properties remain, Christ remains. Once those properties change, Christ leaves the sacred species. And that is why it is not a good idea, and it's a bad idea, to leave the consecrated host for too long. What is too long? Over the years I teach priests over 2 weeks. Now, that cake of precious blood, of course, as we say, would spoil sooner. When the wine sours, then Christ is no longer present. When the bread, I repeat, because of both the moisture and the heat changes in his properties, Christ is no longer there. Does that help, sister? And this is, it touches on so many things. And sisters, I want to keep repeating, please put questions into the box. And again, I beg you, sisters, don't worry about your spelling or your English. That terrible English language. If I could read Hindi, I'd have you write in Hindi. Or is it Bengali? Is that another language? Okay. How many of you speak Bengali? But you speak English too, right? So we can communicate. But I don't want to, sisters, just talk. I want to provide you with such knowledge as the Lord has unworthily given me. with you so that you in turn can share that within God's providence, who knows thousands of others. We continue. Number 54. And the question is whether the Mass is a source of grace. Yes. Now, when we say source of grace, we mean especially two things. First of all, the Eucharist in general, three times over, increases our sanctifying grace. In other words, participating in the Mass, receiving Holy Communion, and worshiping our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament reserved, either the tabernacle or exposed. Always, and the word is always, increases the sanctifying grace we possess. Always, always. In other words, it increases the indwelling of the Holy Trinity. And we call the indwelling of the Holy Trinity the uncreated grace. Uncreated grace. But the indwelling of the Holy Trinity in our souls produces sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is a created grace. As we've said before, like the body has its source of life, which is called the soul, for the body's natural life, so the soul must have its soul. Remember St. Augustine, anima anime, soul of the soul. The soul of the soul is sanctifying grace. And just as the soul gives natural life to the body, so sanctifying grace gives supernatural life to the soul. Now, the Holy Eucharist, in each of the three ways that we're talking about, increases this sanctifying grace in our souls. We become more holy just because we've gone to Holy Communion. That's what it's called, Holy Communion. I think I told you, a mother being Byzantine, she was baptized, confirmed, and made her first communion at the ripe old age of 3 days. She was in danger of death, so they quickly baptized her. And in the Byzantine Rite, as you know, they receive First Communion at baptism in infancy. Does that Holy Communion to the child, and maybe just a sip of the precious blood, the baby is still a baby, oh gosh. Could be as little as 3 days old. Does that Holy Communion increase sanctifying grace in that just baptized baby? Yes. Yes. And over the centuries, all kinds of strange errors. Among the errors which the Church had to condemn, she condemned the error which claimed that Holy Communion before the age of reason is necessary. And the Church condemned that statement. Holy Communion before reaching the age of reason is not necessary. However, it is very useful, very beneficial.